You're listening to Classical Mornings with Mike and Jean here at the new Classical FM.
Mandolin player extraordinaire Eric Stein, founder of the group Tio Chorinho, is our guest this morning to talk about the Toronto Mandolin Orchestra that he's playing with on Sunday, December 2nd at 4 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's Centre. Good morning.
Morning.
How are you today?
I'm good, thanks.
Great. So tell us about Tio Chorinho.
So Tio Chorinho plays Brazilian choro music, which is a very rarely heard style of Brazilian music. They call it the New Orleans Jazz of Brazil.
Huh.
It's the music from which samba and bossa nova later developed.
I was going to ask if it has that rhythmic quality to
Absolutely. It has a lot of that, those sunny Afro-Brazilian rhythms, but married with European musical forms.
Mm-hmm.
It was a form that was developed in the suburbs of Rio de Janeiro in the late 19th century and early 20th century.
Mm-hmm.
And I happened upon it about 10 years ago because I just love mandolin music from all sorts of different parts of the world. So I heard these recordings by a guy named Jaco do Bandolim. And I was just blown away. And I set about immersing myself in this style of music and put together a group with a number of Brazilians that are living here in Toronto. We've been active for, I guess, about 8 or 9 years now. And we're playing this Sunday with the Toronto Mandolin Orchestra, which is another group with which I have a long history. I used to play as a member with them.
Right.
It's one of the most unique performing groups in the city, I would say.
How so?
Well, the instrumentation to start with. It's got the full family of mandolin instruments. So the mandolin family of instruments is like the violin family, where there's, you know, for the viola, there's a mandola, a mandocello, etc. So you have, instead of the bowed strings that you would have in a normal orchestra, you have the plucked strings of the mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
They play a really unique repertoire that's grounded in a lot of Slavic music forms, but they play music from all over the world. And this concert on Sunday has a Latin American theme, which is why they've invited Tio Chorinho to be guest artists for the concert. So we'll be playing a couple sets of our own as part of the concert, and the orchestra will be doing their own numbers as well. And it's going to be a really, really beautiful musical exploration of Latin and South American music.
And do you arrange your own music?
Well, with the choro music, a lot of it is inspired by older recordings.
Right.
And we sort of take that as a starting place and then interpret in our own way. There's a lot of improvisation that's involved, and it's a really juicy kind of style.
Well,
is it because I mean, it's a niche market. is it still a living form of music, like through people like yourself, or
it is? I mean, it's a reviving form of music, which you see across in so many different musical traditions and cultural traditions, where these older musical styles become revived, and then they become sort of a neo-traditional approach to them, and also people that take the music as a building block for going and taking it in a new direction.
Mm-hmm. Have you been to Brazil?
I've been there 3 times. I went there. I went there under the guise of attending a klezmer festival, because that, of course, is another big part of my musical persona. But I was stealing away from the festival as much as I could to seek out the choro players.
Where in Brazil were you?
I was in Sao Paulo and in Rio de Janeiro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So did you get to play for them? Did you impress them?
I don't know, I guess. I guess they were impressed to see somebody coming from Canada all of a sudden start playing this music that to them is kind of anachronistic in a way.
Sure.
It's like, why, you know, who are you? Why are you playing this music?
How do you know this stuff?
Yeah. But there is definitely a groundswell of people that are playing this style of music there, and it's starting to spread to other parts of the world. But as of today, I think Tio Chorinho is probably the only group in Canada that's
playing. You've got exclusive claims here.
That's the idea, totally. Monopolize the market.
Is there any way that you can do a mashup of klezmer music with choro music?
You could a little bit. I'll tell you that one of the things that grabbed me about Jaco do Bandolim's recordings was there was an inflection in it that felt kind of Jewish, and he was, in fact, Jewish.
Yeah. Right.
And I found that when I started to learn choro music, I was using a lot of the musical inflections and gestures that I use in klezmer music.
Yes.
Right. Is it a different tuning?
Nope, still the same. It's same tuning, They call it the bandolim in Brazil, hence Jaco do Bandolim,
Jacob
of the mandolin.
Yeah. Right. And is there, so you've got the cello, you've got the violin, and you've got the viola. Is there a bass?
There is a mando bass. That's another instrument that I've played. That's actually what I played for years in the Toronto Mandolin Orchestra.
Ah.
And I've played it before in a group called the Gare Mandolin Orchestra. So Yeah, I'm all things mandolin are fascinating to me.
And is it big? Is it like a stand up in the orchestra?
Yeah, it's like basically a giant mandolin. When you're standing by it, it's like the incredible shrinking mandolinist.
That's great.
So how much? I mean, you're coming in and you're playing this Sunday with the Toronto Mandolin Orchestra. How much give and take is there, I mean, in terms of improvisations? Like, have you guys had a lot of rehearsals that you're both, like, seeing eye to eye?
Well, so what's really happening in the concert is that we are sort of guest artists doing what we do in Choro music.
Oh, okay.
There is going to be a moment in the concert towards the end where we combine and we're going to play a couple pieces with them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a large orchestra. There isn't really much give and take because everything is charted. So it's like, here's your parts. Let's play together. There's a little bit of interaction in terms of our percussionist is lending a bit of more rhythmic interest to how we're interpreting the music with the orchestra. But essentially, it's like we're just kind of slamming together for a few numbers. Sure.
And you have a conductor, right?
That's right, Alexander Vaprinsky. Yeah.
Right. So that would make it even more difficult, wouldn't it?
Yeah, well, it's just a lot of moving parts.
Sure, absolutely. Well, Eric, I want to thank you so much for coming in today. This sounds
indeed.
Fascinating.
Yeah, it really,
it really is. I would definitely encourage people to come check it out.
And I'm glad you have to have a wonderful passion for the mandolin. So
I do, thank you.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you for coming in. We've been speaking with Eric Stein about Tio Chorinho, and they are going to be guests this weekend with the Toronto Mandolin Orchestra, December 2nd. It's Sunday, right?
It's a Sunday.
Yep. Right, pardon me. Yep. 4 p.m. at Trinity St. Paul's. Now, for tickets, you can go to shevchenkomusic.com or call 416-533-2725. Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.